Bula Bula, and welcome to Tribal Council, a show in which two brothers, who had never seen Survivor before, started from the very beginning. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris, and this week we're watching, or talking about, episodes 3, 4, and 5 of season 16 in Micronesia. I feel like if you're going to start the greeting, I mean, like, Bula Bula's fine, but that's, like, Fijian. We should bring in some native Micronesian speak. I don't know what they speak there.
Yeah, that's fair. I was just like, you know, Survivor nowadays is Fiji, so you just taught me a bunch of Fijian, so I thought I would try to use the Fijian that you taught me.
I think I taught, like, at least 20 words. You got one.
Yeah.
There's a Palauan language. That's probably what they're speaking, because they're in Palau, right?
Yeah, I would bet that
English is a official language of Palau as well.
Man, I want them to do a season in a like traditionally English speaking country, I guess. So I guess maybe not traditionally is not a word. I want English tribe names. Just I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I feel like they would just do like Avatar sort of thing, like earth, wind, fire.
Yeah, that's true. In this season, I feel like until the swap, which we will get to in a minute, Jeff rarely uses their tribe names and normally calls them fans and favorites.
That's how it is in my notes until the swap.
Yeah.
I didn't actually, a lot of times I look up, because a lot of times it's usually just like the name of islands or something. I didn't look up what Irai. Oh, Irai is the second most populous state of Palau. And I bet Malakal. I bet it's one of them.
Malakal Harbor in Palau. So they're both place names in Palau.
And an island. There's Malakal Island.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Cool. There you go. There's some Micronesia area info. Let's talk about these episodes.
Yeah.
I should be carried on the chariot type thing.
You should be.
Start off with the fans. Mikey confronts Joel about the move that was made. He really wants one of the three of Chet, Kathy, or Tracy gone. And Joel orchestrated getting rid of Mary, who was like allied with Mikey. That's most of what I have from them. We don't get a whole lot before this reward challenge. The favorites. There's some late night hanging out with James, Parvati, Ozzy, and Amanda. They invite Eliza down and are really like laying it on, trying to pull her into their lines because they want a fifth person. They tell her they want Jonathan gone. And both tribes get tree mail, which has like some war paint, mentions a battle cry, and they get a catalog to pick three reward options from. I was interested to see how the choices differed here, which we find out when they go to the reward challenge, because I was actually kind of surprised by the favorites' choices, because I feel like in the past, when they've done this, they're always wanting like cooking spices has been like a hot commodity before, and the favorites did not pick that. So the favorites chose to go for shelter, lighting, and the survival pack, which I don't remember what that actually was.
It was like knives and stuff, which I think would be useful. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised by the lighting.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I guess it could be nice to like be able to sit around at night with light actually.
Yeah.
Or to like carry it to the bathroom or something.
It was interesting because I was like, they also have been talking about how they have been eating really well because they have like a lot of fish and like a lot of variety also. And I wondered if like, because there is variety and it wasn't like rice every time, if they felt less like they needed the spices.
That's true.
Because the food already had some variation.
Yeah. The fans chose fishing. Also chose shelter and then chose kitchen. So they went for like the food-based stuff. They're going to do kind of a sort of like football wrestling combination of a game here where they have to get bags into their end zone. Yeah, this one was a little, I don't know. I don't like the wrestling ones usually. And for whatever reason, this one didn't bother me as much, even though there were some pretty big hits.
Yeah, I liked it more than most of the like full contact sports that they have, basically. I think in part because like it wasn't, obviously there was going to be physical contact, but it wasn't like just wrestle the other person. It was like there was the bags that they were trying to get right. were the object rather than the other person being the object, you know?
Yeah. And I think it helped that the bags were big enough that it wasn't, people couldn't hold on so hard that they had to like really wrestle for them. They could like get them away from people fairly easily. Yeah, I agree. That's why this was a little bit better. The favorites end up winning this and they choose to send Kathy and Amy to exile. Is this the second time Kathy goes to exile? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we get some time on the favorites camp, which Suri is trying to decide which side to choose. So there's like the side of the two couples of James, Parvati, Ozzy, and Amanda, or the other side, which is Eliza, Jonathan, Amy, and Yao Man. Which I like kind of paused the show at this point and really thought about it, like which side I thought Suri should go with. And I think she made the right call. She ends up choosing like the side of the two couples, which I think my first thought with it was then when they get down to final five, she can side with one of the couples then to get to final three and they can knock out the other couple. And so like it's already designed to be like paring down into like another split eventually, which I think is good. I don't know if that's why she ended up going with them, but that's like,
well, she also has a conversation with Amanda and Parvati saying like, asking like, am I a fifth wheel here? Or are you guys like, are you guys kind of playing these men strategically? And they're like, oh, we would be really into like a women's alliance within that five. Like, yeah, we like hanging out with them, but we have no problem cutting James and Ozzy. And I think that was, she was more into that, where Jonathan and Eliza and Yao Man were basically just like, be a fifth member of us. And like, didn't promise like how to get further than that at all. And she discusses that a lot in this episode of like, you guys basically admitted that I would be the fifth person in your alliance. And I don't particularly want to be the fifth wheel. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me that I'm not basically the fifth wheel. So I'd rather be with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they make like a final three pact, Suri, Amanda, and Parvati. I don't know how much I fully trust Amanda and Parvati there at this point, but I think Suri's making the right call here. On Exile Island, Amy's doing some idol hunting. Kathy
is tagging along.
It's tagging along, yeah. And then on the fan,
she doesn't want to reveal that she already did all of this with Suri. So she's just like acting like it's new.
Which like she didn't, I didn't understand that because they didn't find the idol as far as like we know at this point. And so why not like be like, okay, it's going to send us there, here, 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 and then search for it with her. Or I guess maybe if she sends Amy away, maybe she wanted to do some searching of her own, but it doesn't really show her doing that.
I think that she maybe had some sort of deal with Suri, essentially, of like not wanting to reveal Suri knew more or something.
Yeah.
It also, this one particularly, gets cut short because it starts raining. And so they only get to like the second clue or something before they have to stop.
Yeah. On the fan beach, speaking of the rain, it's pouring down rain there. It just shows that they're really struggling to sleep. Their shelter is not very good. Just all around bad for the fans. And we go to the immunity challenge where they will hold up this rope net while others shoot coconuts into either each other's tribe's net, like basketball. And they just have to hold it as long as possible. And I thought the favorites would pull us out just because James is just has so many more muscles than the average person, as we talked about last season, or I talked about, I guess. But they are not able to hold it out, and the fans pull out the win here, sending the favorites to tribal council again. So we get some time on the favorites camp.
Like, James does have a lot of muscles and is very strong. The favorites do a way worse job getting coconuts into the basket.
Yeah.
And so like the thing that they have to hold up is heavier than the thing that the fans have to hold, or the fans have to hold up.
I was wondering when they were doing this, how much like a jostle to the basket makes it harder, and whether it would be worth it to not shoot coconuts, but just like whale them at the side of the basket.
Oh, I feel like the heavier the basket is, the less it matters.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's just like so many of them were not making it. And I was like, what if they just like, although I guess if they can't throw it hard enough to make it high, like hard enough to get it high enough to go in, then they probably can't like do enough jostling to make it worth it.
Yeah.
So we get some time on the favorites camp. There's talk of wanting Yao Man to go, and then they're thinking maybe Eliza because she's not very good at challenges. Ceri's pushing.
They're both from the two couples side of things.
Right. And Ceri, out of those, Ceri's pushing for Yao Man or Jonathan. The other group wants Parvati gone. Which I don't, I guess it's because they're focusing on like the few. I just think like Ozzy, I'm surprised Ozzy didn't have a target this early.
Being like second place, you mean?
Yeah, and just like, I guess they want people strong in challenges right now. And so they like, that's why they're, he's not a target maybe.
Yeah, I think of those four, they view Parvati as the weakest in challenges.
Yeah.
Which, like, Parvati's not weak in challenges from what I remember from Cook Islands. But to be fair, James, Ozzy, and Amanda are all very strong in challenges.
Yeah, this like, the favorites group is, even though they've been losing, like, they've got some strong challenge people. This is where Jonathan really, like, pushes Ceri of, like, hey, like, you should join our side. And she's like, you're saying the exact same thing they are, so why should I join you? Like, what are you doing that's better than them? And Jonathan really doesn't have a lot to say to that. And it, I really like in this season, there's a, especially on the favorites camp, there's a lot of open strategy talk about people when they're just around. And yeah, they just don't give a shit.
A lot. Yeah. They were just like openly talking about voting out Parvati or Yao Man and Eliza in front of them.
Yeah.
It was just like, which side is Ceri going to fall on? Like, we know that these are the people. Just right. Which side is going
to
go?
I really like respect it. It's like, it's kind of nice to not do like fake, like, hey, let's go get some water. It's just like, listen, we know what's going on. Let's just hash it out right here.
Which I feel like later in the season, that might change as like more people go to exile and might have the idol and stuff. But like at this point, they know like either Ceri has the idol or no one has the idol.
Right.
So I guess Amy might, but like neither of them are on the chopping block, so they're not worried about it.
Jonathan and Ozzy try to talk through a joint idea. Ozzy suggests Eliza, but Jonathan thinks she's no threat. Ozzy tells the group he wants to get rid of Eliza. Parvati tries to convince him to vote out Yao Man because that's who Ceri wants to leave, and that way it'll like keep her trust, but he doesn't really care about that. Which James had a good to the camera confessional here where he's like, Ceri went from being the swing vote to controlling this whole situation, and it doesn't seem that other people are realizing that, but James noted it. But I don't know that he shares that with anybody, because Ceri is, through this like batch episode, Ceri's crushing it. She is like controlling everything, and it doesn't seem like people are really realizing it, except I mean James did here.
Well, that is, and I think it was actually earlier in the episode where she has the quote that's the title of the episode, that's I should be carried on the chariot type thing, where she is kind of like, there's two different sides here and I'm the swing and no one seems to care. And like until they lost the tribal council, it was kind of that no one seemed to care. And then suddenly people are like trying to fight with her, which is another reason why I think that she ends up siding with the two couples, because Parvati and Amanda did actually like talk strategy with her and further strategy than just to join our alliance
right
before the challenge. And Jonathan and Eliza didn't do that. I didn't really see her interact with Yao Man and Amy. So like they're part of that too, I guess, but like not.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that they wouldn't, like, Ceri wants Yao Man gone. She thinks he's, I think she thinks he's a threat based off his season of just like, he's super, super likable. And he's also like surprisingly good in challenges for being this like kind of tiny older guy. But yeah, so we go to tribal council, which the main note I have is just Jonathan and Ceri were really having some arguments here. Jonathan's really pissy that she flipped on the alliance that, she said she was in an alliance with him apparently and flipped on it, and he's not happy about it. And she's not having any of it. And they vote, and Yao Man gets voted out 6-2-1. and says, "Don't worry, don't cry," as is to somebody as he leaves, which is just so nice. What a good guy. Love Yao Man. Mm-hmm. 621 has happened one time before to Bobby John and never happens again.
Wow.
There we go. Do you know, this is the only
time. If you're confused by the 621, Eliza also was like, Ceri's voting for Yao Man, so I'm going to hop on that to be the majority to hopefully get in their good graces a little bit and not be next on their chopping block. So,
and what was the, what were the other three votes? Who were the two and the one?
Two for Parvati from Jonathan and Yao Man.
Right.
And then Amy voted for Ceri. Don't really know why.
I remember seeing that and thinking it was weird. I wonder if she... Yeah, I was unsure about that too. I noted that and I was like, that's weird. And then they don't talk about it again.
Well, they do in the next episode a little bit. Amy's voting confessional said, "I think you really stirred up tonight. And the sad thing is you lied to me." Funny. Which I wonder is also... At Tribal Council, Jonathan and Ceri get in like a pretty open argument of like Jonathan saying like, "You lied to me," and Ceri's like, "No, I did what I needed to do in the game. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I'm voting against you, but you don't get to control my vote either," basically. And Jonathan has this kind of clever thing where he's like, "I just think everybody should vote their conscience tonight." Because Jonathan's hope is that his four will vote for Parvati, but that the other people will split between Yao Man and Eliza because some of them still kind of want to vote Eliza as the weakest link.
Yeah.
So he's like hoping to get like a 4-3-2 and mm-hmm. get Parvati out. But I wonder if him saying like everybody should vote their conscience kind of pushes Amy to vote for Ceri.
Oh, that could be. This is the only, we don't see Yao Man again, right? He doesn't come to any, this is only, he doesn't come back to any other seasons, does he? Do you know?
No, this is it.
That's what I thought. I think when I looked him up before, I knew he came back, but it was only like brief. That's a bummer. Yeah. Love Yao Man. All right,
I was going to say he would have been like, I guess I don't know who all was on Heroes vs. Villains, but I feel like he would be like a very obvious pick for Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
He also has to be getting up there.
Yeah. Let's head to episode 4.
He's still alive. Let me look him up real quick.
That's Baked, Barbecued, and Fried.
He is 70 years old. Still alive. Still kicking. Lives in California.
You know, yeah. I was just going to say, you know who's almost 70, and you were just wondering, I wonder if that guy's still alive. Our parents.
I will say
also
that
very close to 70.
That means that he was 55 or something during mm-hmm. the filming of this, and I would have guessed that he was older.
Yeah, I would have to.
So I was pretty 70 was much younger than I expected him to be.
Yeah, same. We start the next episode with the favorites. Jonathan is still mad at Ceri. Eliza's feeling sick. She says her ears hurt. She's got bad like sinus congestion. Just lots of stuff. Not feeling great. James is mad they didn't get rid of Eliza because she's not feeling well. And he's talking about that openly while she's just like laying right there. And she's like, "I'm right here." And he's like, "Yeah, so you're like dying over there. Like, what do you want? We should have voted you out," which is fair.
And also super offends her, which also kind of fair.
On the fan side, there's just general annoyance at Chet for not helping around camp, which is going to be a common thing for a while. And we head to the reward challenge. I kind of like the pace of these where when there's two challenges per episode, like they like waste no time. It goes and goes and goes.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is a water challenge. I did not mark down exactly when in the episode this happens, but we do get a cool sea turtle shot in this episode. And it reminded me that we should do a animal corner where all your dreams come true.
Got a turtle for you.
Because we haven't done one of those in a long time. And I was just talking to Kayla about sea turtles last week. And we had some questions about them, so I was looking some stuff up. Sea turtles, they're cool. So this is like half quiz, I guess, of like things that I wasn't sure about with sea turtles. And I'm wondering if they're common knowledge or if it's normal that I don't know these things. Do sea turtles need oxygen? Or yes. Can they like live underwater the whole time?
Well, those are different questions. Because fish breathe oxygen, even though they're underwater the whole time.
Do they need air?
Yes.
So that is correct.
All right.
How long do you think that sea turtles can be underwater without coming up for air?
12 hours.
Oh, okay. I thought the correct answer of 4 to 7 hours was very impressive, but it seems like a downgrade from what you said.
I just didn't know. Like, I figured it was some amount of hours, and I didn't know what would be too high or low. So, okay. I'm happy with that.
It actually, that's like a sleeping sea turtle can be underwater for 4 to 7 hours. But if they're like actively foraging for food, it can only be 5 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Actively doing stuff. Yeah, which I was surprised by. Because I feel like Finding Nemo taught me that they can be underwater for a really long time, which made me think maybe they never need to come up for air. But I know that they lay eggs on the beach, and then like sea turtles have to find their way to the ocean. So I was like, I know that they must be amphibious in some way, but I wasn't entirely sure. Also, a lot of sea turtles are biofluorescent, so they can light up a little bit, which is pretty fun. And they're essentially everywhere, all over the ocean, all oceans, all the time. And there's like different species.
I saw some when I went to Hawaii a few years ago, or 2 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Right outside one of the hotels I was staying in, they would come up to the beach.
Kayla and I were talking about it because Holden Beach is like known for like a sea turtle population, and it's like a turtle sanctuary, and that's where we were. And we got all of our a like stuffed sea turtle that he has named French Fry. And so we were talking a lot about turtles, and we were like, we don't really know that much about them, but they're pretty cool. Yeah. Also, virtually every species of sea turtle is endangered or vulnerable or threatened in some way, depending on where they are. But the only one that is not officially on the like the endangered list are flatback turtles, which it is actually just that they don't have the data to confirm or deny whether or not they're endangered. So yeah, sea turtles are endangered currently. So take care of the turtles. Save the turtles. Yeah.
Cool.
That's all I got about turtles, unless you have like specific questions I can look up. But turtles, cool.
Turtles are cool. You know who can swim just like a turtle? Ozzy in water challenges. He does great.
Oh, great segue, Chris.
So this one, he really takes control. They have to swim to this like underwater cage and push these coconuts out. And so what he does on his turn is he pushes like 4 coconuts to the edge and then just takes the one like he's allowed to. And then the other people can go and just grab one really quickly. And then on his turn, he does that again. And it really helps them dominate and do really well. And then they get all these coconuts that have letters on them. And they have to spell out a word, which James figures out is triumphant. And I like how he figures it out. And he's like, come on, if I'm figuring out the puzzle. I think he was saying it as like an annoyance toward Eliza, because I think she's like one of the puzzle people kind of who's like normally doing them. And he's like, listen, if I can do the puzzle, like we really don't need Eliza. And so the favorites win. They get 3 hens and a rooster and chicken feed, which I noted just because I know that in some seasons they eat the chicken feed as like snacks too. And they send Kathy and Ozzy to exile. And so,
yeah, which is the third time Kathy is headed to exile.
Yeah. So we get some time on Exile Island, and Kathy, despite being here for the third time, is kind of excited. She talks about she's excited she gets to keep learning from all her favorites, how it's amazing just to like watch them do stuff. Ozzy's like, I'm going to go look for food, and then seemingly spends the entire day doing this idol hunt, and he finds it. And he hides it in his hat, which at first I was like, okay, good idea. And then it showed him wearing the hat and it looked ridiculous. It was like very high in his head. And I was like, this isn't going to last. And then he quickly changes it to his bag. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then he works on cutting a fake idol from wood. So he cuts, like peels the bark off this piece of wood and like cuts it down and carves like a tiny little face in it and names it Igor, the immunity idol, and wraps it up and hides it where the original was. And it looks bad. It doesn't look like it would be an idol.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna do what Yao Man did and like make a fake idol, and it does not at all look like any idol that we've ever seen. It is rough. I will say, like, other than the idol looking bad, everything else that Ozzy does here is very good, because he like tells Kathy, like, I'm gonna go get some food, or else I'm gonna go fishing, and he is so good at that he can like follow through and also find the idol and make a fake idol and hide that and like do all of that, and Kathy does not know anything, as far as we know.
I think it helps that Kathy seems to not be very good at Survivor.
That's also true. Yes.
We get some time on the favorites camps. They're spending
With that, Kathy also seems starstruck by every favorite that she gets sent to exile with.
Yeah.
And so she like, I think, is very willing to like trust whatever they say and just like, yeah, whatever, and doesn't doubt them for a second.
Yeah, that's very true. The favorites are hanging out with their chickens. They all have names. The rooster is Charlie. One of the hens is Gloria. I think those are the only two that I actually got to take note of. Eliza's asking Parvati if Eliza's going to be voted out next. And she's trying to convince Parvati that Jonathan would be more of a threat. I don't have any like fan stuff noted down before we go to the immunity challenge.
I think it all happens after the immunity challenge.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. The immunity challenge, we've seen one a lot like this before, where they're in this like big 6-person 3-axis rig where they have to like maneuver stuff by sliding poles and stuff like that. And then they're through it, they have to collect these necklaces and then use those to complete these 3-word phrase puzzle thing. This was cool.
Have we only seen this though in New Era? Or did we see it? I think they did something.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I thought they did something like this in 44.
Yeah.
Maybe they did it in Fiji too. I think they did it in Fiji.
I was going to say, I think we've seen it twice before, at least twice before. Okay. They're doing I'm liking the puzzles. It's nice, like, because in Modern Day Survivor, a lot of them are like obstacle course plus puzzle. And so like it's showing that like that sources all the way back to like these seasons, but I'm liking the puzzle variety here. It's nice, like the word stuff. This was a clever one with like different colored beads matching up with different letters.
I also think that they do a difference in like this era from the new era that I'm seeing is that like in this era they kind of have them separated into teams, and it's like you're gonna have 6 people do like the maneuvering the maze thing, and then your other people are going to be doing the puzzle, and no one's doing both. Where in the new era, it's like everybody goes through the obstacle course, and then you pick 2 people to do the puzzle at the end.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that, like, whoever's doing the puzzle doesn't also have to do the obstacle course. So you get to split up based on your strengths.
Right.
Rather than, like, some people doing more than everybody else, which feels not great to me.
Yeah, I agree. The favorites destroy this challenge and get the win, which means we get to spend the rest of the episode with the fans. And my first note was, it's got to be Chet, right? Like, let's just go straight to voting. It's going to be Chet.
Yeah.
It was not Chet.
It's not Chet.
Mostly because of Tracy, really. Like, Tracy gets in Joel's head and is like, hey, Mikey's controlling you. Mikey wants Chet gone. You're voting for Chet. Why are you doing what Mikey wants you to do? And Joel does not like that. Tracy had a weird quote.
This happens later on. This is not like in that conversation, but she points out like everyone keeps saying that Chet is the weakest of challenges. We have to get him out. In the immunity challenge, Chet was on the puzzle and y'all didn't even get to the puzzle. So like you can't blame that on Chet. Neither of the things that we just lost were Chet's fault. He sat out of the reward challenge and y'all lost it. And you guys didn't even get to his part of the immunity challenge. So like,
oh yeah, they bring that up at tribal council.
Yes. Which is a great point. Cause they're all like, we're losing. We need to get rid of our weakest link, Chet. And she's like, how can you say that it's his fault? He didn't even get a chance to try in the last 2 out challenges.
Well, yeah. And with Kathy, Tracy's like, Chet sat out and we still lost. Kathy sat out and we still lost. Explain that. Which if I were him and I wanted to like push back, I would have been, well, because they're sitting out, then we have to keep competing and it gets tiring, like competing over and over instead of one of us getting a break.
Yeah, but the thing of the
it's not a good response.
They didn't even get to the puzzle.
Yeah,
like Chet didn't sit out. He just didn't get to compete because they sucked for that.
Yeah. Tracy had a quote talking about. She said, "I just noted it down because it was like such a very vague statement." She said, "I'm very intuitive. I know a lot of stuff just because I do. I'm born with it." And I was like, wait, what?
I really like this episode made me really like Tracy. I'm on the Tracy train. Tracy train, the train-sy.
The crazy train, but crazy Tracy, except she's not crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of the word crazy.
Train-sy?
Yeah.
Train-sy. Well, I was just the song Crazy Train is what I was going for. Yeah, she's like doing a hell of a job for somebody who's like very outnumbered, like sticking around and trying to like keep her people safe.
Her like total manipulation of Joel of like, don't let Mikey control you, really gets in his head and totally gets her way.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Like perfect.
Somebody, I think it was somebody at Tribal Council does this stupid like metaphor that they say it and then everybody basically ignores it and moves on. It might be Jason. They say you can run into a wall 100 times, but that's not the best way to get rid of the wall. And Jeff is just like, what? Like, why are you trying to get rid of a wall? It was just weird.
I think Eric said that. And I think that they meant through a wall. Like, rather than running,
I think they did too.
Into the wall, use a door.
Right. And then Jeff's like, all right, let's go vote. And Jason's like, wait. Like, he cuts it, like, he interrupts him as Jeff's calling for the vote. And he's like, I just want everybody to know this is an important vote. And to, like, be smart about this. We need strength. And it doesn't matter. They vote out Mikey. 6-3, which we've seen happen to Greg, John, Jolanda, and Austin. So Tracy really controlled that one. And we head into the last episode that we're going to talk about this episode. Episode 5, He's a Ball of Goo. We start off with the fans. Jason's not happy that they didn't vote out Chet. He continues to be annoyed that Chet is still around. Chet wants Jason gone. So they've got that in common, that they both want each other gone. On the favorites, they kill Charlie, the rooster, so they can eat him. Ozzy hides his idol in a cave. He doesn't... I was like confused here at first, and then I understood what he was saying. He said he doesn't plan to show it to anybody, but he does tell people about it. He tells his whole alliance, James and Amanda and Parvati.
Yeah. Not Ceree.
Right. And then we get a tribe swap, where the new tribe shakeup is going to be, each tribe's going to be half fans, half favorites, which you predicted was going to be coming, and you were right. And we have a challenge with the new tribes, where there are pairs that are harnessed together, and they do like a kind of like tag flag football sort of thing, where they have to chase each other around and grab flags. And the reward is like a food and stuff to take home to barbecue, and no Exile Island this time, so they can spend time with their new tribes. And Irai, the new Irai, wins, which is Natalie, James, Alexis, Jonathan, Jason, Parvati, Kathy, and Eliza. Chet in this was tied to Joel at one point, and Joel just like dragged him around into obstacles, through obstacles. And they had an exchange at the end where Chet said, I hit my head back there. Chet says, I don't care. Or Joel says, I don't care. And Chet goes, I know. It's just a very sad exchange.
Oh, yes, it is very sad.
Oh, it's funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I like rewound it to rewatch it again because I was like, did I hear that right? Because that is wild.
I hit my head back there. I don't care. I know.
Yes, the I know you don't care is very, very funny.
Back at Malakal camp, Joel says it's like some sort of poetic justice or irony that since he got rid of Mikey, or that they got rid of Mikey instead of Chet, that they lost this because while he was tied to Chet.
This is going back a little bit. In this challenge, I thought it was very weird because it was like one tribe is chasing another tribe, essentially, like one duo from one tribe is chasing another duo from another tribe. And if they can get them within 60 seconds, they get the point. And every time they were able to get him, because 60 seconds is a long time to be running away from someone else through a maze.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff just said, like, it was best out of first to three. And I was like, that seems wildly unfair. And then in the last round, Joel and Chet are not able to catch them because of their whole thing. So I was like, I guess it's fine. But if we're anything except what happened with Joel and Chet, I feel like there's an obvious advantage to the team that goes first.
Yeah, I thought that too. I thought that was kind of, they should have come up with something different to handle that, but I don't know what.
Yeah, like, I feel like it should be like first of three, but you have to finish out the round. Like, both teams get a chance. So you have, like,
yeah. Or done shorter times, because there's plenty that evaded for 30 seconds. It's just, yeah, minutes a long time to evade.
Yeah, so maybe if you're tied after three rounds, then change it to 30 seconds and keep going or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
speaking of, this
doesn't seem like a fair shake.
It reminded me, have you ever watched videos of like professional tag players?
Yeah.
It's nuts. Very much like that. Yeah, if listeners, if you have not, just YouTube videos of like professional tag, it's great. They're just on this like obstacle, or this field that's probably like 50 feet by 50 feet, probably smaller than that. And they're running around. It's just like set up with all these obstacles and they just say go. And you just got to like evade. It's like parkour competition. It's cool.
In the challenge too, we see Chet hit his head. We also see Jonathan like stab his leg pretty hard
with a like stick or something.
Yeah. On like one of the sticks that's being used. Someone else gets a kind of nasty injury, but I didn't write it down because it seemed less important. Those ones seemed pretty important. They were like rough.
Yeah, Jonathan's is the one that is the most important because it comes up shortly. On Malakal Tribe, I talked about Joel already. Eric is happy for the dry cave because their shelter has been real shitty. So this is like the favorites camp that Malakal gets, which is, I was wondering, Ozzy got kind of lucky here because his idol is hidden in the cave and I ended up going back to that cave.
Yeah, I like double checked to see like, is Ozzy getting to go to the same place?
Mm-hmm.
At this point too, they talk as both tribes are like going back to their new camps about how the Malakal camp is way better than the Irai camp. And like everyone, like both teams kind of seem to think so. And part of that is that the favorites did a lot of work on their shelter and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the fans sucked at that. But they also seem to say like they have better trees and stuff like that too. And the favorites are like sleeping in a cave that's big enough for all of them that the fans didn't have, or Malakal mm-hmm. is, that Ira didn't have. And it made me think, last week I said that they're using the same camps that they used in Palau. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Palau is the season where like one tribe got totally decimated. And I wonder which of these camps they were at. And the tribe with Bobby John and Stephanie were at the favorites camp. We're at the better camp. So that's not why.
Ah, right.
Just throwing that out there.
Was that the season that was the like luxury versus not luxury?
No, that's
okay. Easy. Okay. Other things that happen on that tribe, there's some fishing going on. Ozzy and Eric are fishing with Joel. They're talking strategy because the tribes are now made up of like four favorites, four fans. And so people are like wanting to keep their numbers. So they suggest getting rid of Chet first, but then like, and then like Tracy or Suri, and they talk about like maybe alternating people, like getting rid of a fan, then getting rid of a favorite. Joel's kind of worried about getting rid of Chet first because it means that the favorites will have the numbers control. And also on that camp, they catch a shark in a fishing net, which I think Parvati's the one who finds it and kills it and takes it. And they feast on
it. I thought it was Amanda.
Was it Amanda? Okay. And they
because yeah, Ozzy is like, as a swimmer, that's real fucking hot.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. On Irai, the favorites are not happy with the shelter, so they mostly do some work like getting that together. They're cooking fire as the tide's coming in, and they're like, hey, is the water come up this high to where the fire is? And they're like, oh no, water doesn't come up this high. And then the tide comes in and washes out their fire.
Water does in fact come up this high.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan's leg's still hurting, so the medics come in, he gets some stitches. They clean it out. Seems very painful.
Yeah, I was shocked at how much pain he seemed to be in, but like at them numbing it. So I was like, either this is really bad or like Jonathan has zero pain tolerance.
My guess is it like the stick went into like just basically hit a nerve, basically. And so it was that sort of pain.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured too.
Yeah, they spend some time setting up a new shelter, and we go to the immunity challenge, where they have to throw rocks at tiles to and break them to release puzzle pieces and then assemble a puzzle. Jonathan's doing some real big trash talk because they're like breaking tiles, but they're not fully breaking. And he's like, oh, this is bullshit. And Jeff says they've got the same tiles and ropes. And it happens again. And Jonathan shouts, I mean, my ass. And Jeff says, you got to stop bitching and start throwing.
Yeah, I was happy that Jeff was giving him a lot of shit for this, because I was like, I was thinking of Panama, where Eris is like, somebody call the ambulance. Terry's crying on the course. I was like, come on, Jonathan, get your shit together.
Yeah, but this is kind of, I don't know if I noticed it in his first season, but he does it a lot this season of just like general like shit talking and challenges. Sometimes it's like heckling like the other team, or just, he just does a lot of talking. I like Jonathan a lot this season, actually.
Yeah, I like him better this season than I did last season, which is funny because I totally am on Cerise's side in that whole argument. I still, like, Jonathan seems less like a dick and more of, I don't know.
Just like a bigger personality, kind of.
Yeah.
I generally think, like, all the favorites more this season than I did in the original seasons. Like, some of them I liked in the original seasons a lot already. But basically, like, everybody improved. The only main exception to that would probably be, like, Amy, I was just blah about before and continue to be blah about now, I think.
Yeah, at least so far, she has not really done much, so I'm kind of whatever. Yeah. I remember liking her in her first season. I will also say I feel like I've seen less of Amanda than I did in China, but China was very recent for us, so maybe that's recency bias. I like Parvati more here. I like Jonathan more here. I like Eliza more here. Probably like I feel like more. I'm seeing more of Ozzy. So like I liked Ozzy in Cook Islands. I probably like him more here.
Mm-hmm. So Irai ends up coming from behind and winning this based off of the like puzzle part of this. And so we get to spend the rest of the episode with Malachal. Joel and Eric are mad that they lost. They're like, we don't care about numbers. Let's get rid of Chet. It's almost like he's a wet rag or a ball of goo, Joel says about Chet, which is the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode.
And Joel goes on to say, quote, if we went back to medieval times, I think we'd kill him ourselves.
Yeah.
Pretty rough stuff, Joel. Rough.
It is wild how much shit Joel talks about Chet this episode when, like, literally days ago, he saved him in the boat.
Ceri doesn't like this idea of, hey, let's vote out the weak people, because she's like, I'm pretty sure I'm included in the weaker part of the tribe, and so once they get rid of some of these, they're gonna be coming for me. And so she wants to switch things up, and so she talks to Chet and Tracy about going after Joel, because Joel kind of sucks. And she takes this to Amanda and Ozzy and makes it happen. Ceri controlling this fucking game.
Her argument to Amanda and Ozzy is like, look, Joel is like clearly running things on the fan side. And so if we want to keep control with the favorites, we got to get rid of Joel.
And Ceri votes him out, does not vote Joel out, votes out Truck, because it was talked about at tribal council that he was just like running around that challenge like a big truck. So Joel gets voted out 6-2. Ending our batch of episodes this week. Last time I predicted Chet, Kathy, and Amy would be gone, and none of them left. And Patrick predicted Chet, Joel, and Yao Man, and he was 2-3.
Oh, damn. Good work. I didn't realize that. I was surprised when Joel got voted out in this episode. I think last week I probably said something about like him trying to pull a move on Mikey was going to bite him in the ass, and I guess it kind of did. But, Joel in his closing confessional has a whole thing about like how it feels really, really terrible that they voted me out over Chet. And I'm like, dude, you led a vote just like that twice. Like you got your whole tribe to vote out other people when they wanted to vote out Chet twice.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the exact same thing to you again.
Well, I think it's just he views Chet as being, I don't know, like I think part of it is Chet being gay, I don't think he likes, but he just views Chet as being like not masculine or manly or at all like worthy of being in this game because he's not good in challenges, he says. And so he feels like he's basically like embarrassed to be voted out before somebody like that.
Yeah, I mostly was like, are you so like, do you lack self-awareness so much that you don't realize that this feeling that you are having is exactly what you gave to Mikey and to Mary before you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. He lacks that self-awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, your feeling of like, I cannot believe that they decided to stay with Chet over me is exactly how you made Mikey feel 2 days ago.
Yeah. All right. I can't make any predictions about who's going to be eliminated next because I already watched the next three episodes. You could make predictions, though.
I'm going to say Chet. I think his time has to come sometime. Probably someone from the other side. So, like, I feel like we've seen nothing from Natalie. So maybe she's gone soon. And Amy. I was just saying how I feel like I would expect more to, like, I feel like I'm not getting anything from Amy. So maybe she's just being overshadowed by other people in her tribe. But she also voted against Ceree, and Ceree was kind of pissed about it. And Ceree's been running this game. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say Chet, Amy, and Natalie.
All right. Sounds good. So next week we'll talk about episode 7. Wait, all right. No. Six, seven, eight. You got a plug this week? Fantasy item, a luxury item.
Sure do, but I want to hear yours first.
I've probably plugged this before, but I'll do it again just because I had some yesterday. Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. You definitely have, but that's fine.
I had a Crunchwrap Supreme and a chicken quesadilla. It was great. And Baja Blast. Love it. Not good for you, but hey, it's tasty.
Right before I went on my road trip to the beach, I became a patron to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm going to plug the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon because I've just essentially been listening to nothing but their Patreon episodes, like starting from the beginning and working my way through. And I've listened to like 50 Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon episodes in the last 2 weeks.
Their Patreon episodes are better than their regular episodes.
Oh, totally. Like a couple times I'm like, oh, I don't really like this concept and it's rough. But the vast majority of the time I was driving. We like drove overnight on the way home from the beach and I very nearly had to pull over because I was crying laughing at one of their bits.
Have you done any? Oh, go ahead.
Where they were improvising. Acting like they were public access television from a town called Beverly and all speaking in very weird accents that sounded like pure chaos.
Oh, yeah. Is that the start of the Missing Son guy? And
no, that's Hey Relationship Relationship.
Oh, OK. There's a crossover eventually, I think, with those.
Oh, OK. But Wirtz Herpin and Burglar was very, very good. I'm going to plug their Patreon.
Have you heard any of the, I just don't know when they came out, because they probably have like a couple hundred Patreon episodes. Adorify's $100 giveaway. Have you gotten any of those?
Those are main feed.
Oh.
So I've listened to those.
The last three Patreon they've done I've thought about us doing this as a family, kind of.
I listened to the three most recent ones because I thought that they seemed fascinating.
Oh, yeah. They were super interesting. I'm excited to hear Casey Tony's.
Yeah. With like listeners, they all picked 50 of their favorite things that were not just like books they liked or something, but like the first cup of coffee in the morning, like more like existential things, kind of.
Some of them were like actual things, like a movie or something, but. Yeah.
And then the other people had to, in bracket style, like pick down to like their, it was like Aaron and JPC's favorite of Adel's favorite things. Mm-hmm. which was very good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's $5 a month and well worth it. It is so good, so funny.
Yeah, they actually just talked about on their main feed one, like that Patreon just opened up like a 1 week free trial. And he's like, hey, you could sign up for Hey Riddle Riddle and try to listen to all of our bonus episodes in 1 week.
Yeah, so that's actually why I signed up for it for the beach. And then I have continued because yep. I'm like, A, I'm not caught up. And B, I want to keep listening to this. So,
yeah, listeners, you should be listening to it because we had Adol Refai as a guest on the show. All right. That's it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at tribalcouncilpodcast@gmail.com or tweet at us at tribalcouncil20. And for
let us know if you would sign up for our Patreon. We're not doing a Patreon.
Yeah, you can just Venmo Chris-Heron $5 a month, and I'll mention your name. All right.
Sure.
For this week of Tribal Council, this is Chris signing off.
This is Patrick.
And the tribe has spoken.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
That was at Chris-Heron. Just $5 a month
R-E-N.
On Venmo. Look forward to seeing it. Thanks. Bye.